Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where your host is Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, and she is coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. This is Sister Diane, and I will be doing the prayer today. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, Lord, Father God, we're giving you honor, we're giving you glory, and we're giving you praise today, Lord. Father God, we thanking you, Lord, Father God, for this day, Lord, Father God. Father God, as we pray today, Lord, Father, we ask for forgiveness, Lord, Father God, of our sins, Lord, Father God, in thought, deeds, and in action, Lord, Father. Father God, we hold to you right now, Lord, Father God, those that were shot right now, Lord, Father God, in Virginia, Lord, Father God. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch, Lord, Father God, touch the family members right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, those, Lord, Father God, that need you so badly in this time, Lord, Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God. Father God, to lead them, Lord, Father God, to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, for those, Lord, Father God, that was in the fire, Lord, Father God, in London, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch their loved ones also, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch and heal bodies today, Lord, Father. Father God, touch, Lord, Father God, and heal minds today, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray right now for the nation, Lord, Father God. Father God, you will give us peace, Lord, Father God, in this war right now, Lord, Father. We thanking you for the peace of mind, Lord, Father God, the peace within us right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you for the peace that passes all understanding right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, we just thanking you today, Lord, Father God, that we can still lift up your name, Lord, Father God, and continue, Lord, Father God, to call on you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we come before you also, Lord, Father God, asking you, Lord, Father God, to touch Chad right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God. Though he has two broken legs, Lord, Father, you know his situation right now, Lord, Father God. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Touch him like never before, Lord, Father. Father God, let him not give up, Lord, Father God, but give him the strength, Lord, Father God, to carry on, Lord, Father God, knowing, Lord, Father God, that he still have life within him, Lord. Father God, we praying today, Lord, Father God, for Norma, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to touch her, Lord, Father God. Strengthen her right now, Lord, Father God, in her walk with you right now, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch those today, Lord, Father God, that have court cases, Lord, Father God. Father God, we're just thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for working it out for them, Lord, Father God. Father God, we know the enemy is on a rampage right now, but if we can only trust and believe, Lord, Father God, in you, Lord, Father God, that it's already done, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for healing of the bodies right now, Lord, Father. Father God, every sickness, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for you say by your stripes we are healed, Lord, Father, and we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for our healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for continue, Lord, Father God, touching Pastor James, Lord, Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for touching Pamela right now, Lord, Father. Father God, continue to touch their bodies right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we praying for the family of Allison Crawford, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to give them peace, Lord, Father God, in her passing right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, you left us the comforter right now, Lord Father, and we call in on that comforter right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those that lost loved ones, Lord Father God. Father God, continue to give them peace, Lord Father God, and strength right now, Lord Father God, in this time, Lord Father. Father God, I hold to you, Lord Father God, each and every minister, Lord Father God, each and every leader, Lord Father God, that stand, Lord Father God, in your pulpit, Lord Father God, speaking, Lord Father God, your name, Lord Father God. Father God, strengthen them right now, Lord Father. We cancel the assignment of suicide right now in the name of Jesus and cast it out into outer darkness, never to return, Lord Father. Strengthen your man and woman and God in this day, Lord Father God. Father God, we pray right now, Lord Father God, for our leaders, Lord Father God. Father God, we praying, Lord Father God, for the president right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we know, Lord Father God, he can't do nothing more than you allow him to do, Lord Father. And we ask you today, Lord Father God, to strengthen your people, Lord Father God, that they may stand, Lord Father God, upon your word, Lord Father God, and know, Lord Father God, that you are with them, Lord Father. For you say you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for just having your way, Lord Father. Father God, we pray right now, Lord Father God, for those prayer cells, Lord Father God, that are around the clock, Lord Father God, praying and interceding right now, Lord Father God, for the nation, Lord Father God, for peace among, Lord Father God, your people, Lord Father. We thanking you always, Lord Father God, for shielding and protecting us, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we give you honor. We give you glory today. We just bless your name, Lord Father. We giving you honor today, Lord Father God, that we can call upon you, Lord Father God, and know, Lord Father God, that you are right there, Lord Father God, with us, Lord Father God. Father God, we're just thanking you today, Lord Father God, for just keeping us clothed in our right mind, Lord Father. Father God, I thank you, Lord Father God, how you continue, Lord Father God, to touch my apostle, Lord Father God. Father God, continue, Lord Father God, to give her, Lord Father God, strength, Lord Father God. Continue, Lord Father God, as you continue to decrease her, Lord Father God, as you increase in her, Lord Father. Father God, as you put forth, Lord Father God, your word, Lord Father God, upon this airways, Lord Father God. Father God, continue to use her, Lord Father God, to heal, Lord Father God, deliver, Lord Father God, and set free, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to keep her covered, Lord Father God, under the blood right now, Lord Father. Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that are listening in right now, Lord Father God, you know what they need, Lord Father God. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for just working it out for them right now, Lord Father. And Father God, let them know that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper right now, Lord Father. Father God, if we can only trust and believe right now, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father. Father God, we ask all this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Diane praying today, and we trust that something was said to help you out today in whatever condition you may find yourself in, a mindset. We thank God for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, the bereaved families, we send our condolences out to each bereaved family today. And we trust that something will come to you right now to praise God, even though you're feeling sad at this time. And remember, we love you. We really do. Yes, we do. Now, let me give you a little quick word right here today. We also thank God for Deacon Mike with us here today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And you, of course. Thou shall not complain. The wheel that squeaks the loudest often gets replaced. Thou shall not complain. The wheel that squeaks the loudest often gets replaced. So stop squeaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good to us, you know. now the weather's not all that we think we would like it to be. You know, we've been having some very heavy rains in this area and winds in this area. And you know, we got lots of trees. We have lots of trees. So, but nevertheless, we thank God for the rain and make the grass look greener, don't it? The flowers grow too, won't it? Amen. So we thank God for the rain and the cloudiness. I know you sufferers of all kind of, you know, ailments with the air. You know, you got all kind of things going on with this stuff flying around. You know, your allergies are flowing right about now. And but you know what? You can thank God even for that. Amen.
Yes.
You know what it is, and you know how to deal with it, right? Amen. That's half of the battle. Ah, yes, yes, yes. We thank God. Yes, and you know, I'm just thanking God for life, health, and strength. Able to talk to him. Able to smell. You know, able to taste. You know, you have most of your senses. You know, we're supposed to have five, right? Amen. Some of us now kind of we're eliminating one or two, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Praise God, but we thank God anyway. Hallelujah. Ain't God good?
Yes,
my
he
God, he's good. I wish I was there with you right now. Praise God. And you know, I just want to thank my dear member over there in St. Thomas. Hallelujah. She has been very faithful. She more faithful than the ones that live here. Praise God. She to every Bible study, she to every podcast. And you know, and some of the ones that live here don't be here. You see? And so I'm just, you listen, it's a privilege. Do you hear me? She's there in Bible study every week too. You see what I'm saying? I thank God for her because she didn't have to do it. She said, well, I live too long away. But the ones live around the corner, you don't hear nothing from. My, my, my. Isn't that a shame? My God, isn't that a shame? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to leave it alone. I made somebody mad already. You know, God is still good now. I ain't complaining, but I'm just making a fact here. You know, we have to find out who you are, where you are, too, you know, in Christ Jesus. And most of all, let's ask you a question today. What kind of spirit are you? And this is what I'm going to deal with a little bit about today. What kind of spirit are you? Now, you know, what did the Bible say? Huh? You worship God in spirit and in truth, right?
Yes.
And they also say that God is a spirit, right?
Yes.
Now, God is a spirit, and when you worship him, you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. In truth, okay? So now you need to find out what kind of spirit are you, okay? What spirit do you have dwelling in you? What spirit is operating in you? Do you get the picture? Mm-hmm. You get it in a few moments. Now, listen, I know. What you trying to say? Are you, what you calling me? I'm not calling you anything. I'm just trying to bring aware to you of what's going on in your life. I know you want me to tell you about prosperity and the new car. I want a new car too, but it ain't got to do anything with this new car, because if Jesus come, the car ain't going nowhere. You see, I'll be the one going and have to spend somewhere in eternity, you see. So I'm just working on self. You know, when you begin to acknowledge just who you are, you know, what do you think? What is going on with you? You know, do I really believe the Bible? Do I believe that Jesus is real? You know, what these people talk about sound like fantasy or something. You know, we got all these things running around in our head, and half of the time, you're not seeking an answer for real. You just ask the question, then it's gone, all right? Then you keep going on with your life. But today, we're just trying to find out today, what kind of spirit are you? What you have? What spirit do you have? And listen, let me start off with a scripture that says it now. Luke, the 9th chapter. We're going to be dealing with Luke, the 9th chapter. And we're going to be going various spots in this chapter here. And I'm going to start, then I'll go for my other scriptures too when we deal with that spirit. Listen what the 55th verse of the 9th chapter of St. Luke says. But he turned and rebuked them. You know, when they were saying all these things to this, talking to Jesus. See, these people were talking to Jesus. And Jesus had to straighten these people out some. And you cannot talk about Jesus. He would respect a person or something like this. No, he had to straighten them out. He said, after they asked him all this stuff and they wanted him to, do something else, what they wanted him to do, ask him this question. I'm going to tell you the question they ask in a minute. But I want you to know what we're talking about. He said, he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. Do you see what he's saying? Now, he just point blank told them after they finished asking all these questions. Okay, they wanted. Now they done been with Jesus for a while now. They have seen all kind of things that Jesus is doing now, healing sick and casting out demons. They see all kind of things. They hear the words that he speak, and all of this. They saw his mannerism. They saw how he lived, and how he carried himself, the integrity that he had. They see all of these things in him, and yet. This is what they said in the 46th verse. Let's go. I could start over the entire chapter, but it'd take too long. Okay? It'd take too long to go here. But these people had a callous spirit, you see, because they started off with, in the 46th verse I'm just showing you, then there arose a reasoning among them which of them should be the greatest. Now, what do you think that is? They were thinking about themselves, huh? Huh? Seeking, prestige. Are you one of them? Do you have that spirit that you want to be known? You want everybody to say good about you? Everybody's not going to say something good about you. So get that out your mind right now. Huh? You can do what they want and they're going to still talk bad about you. You know, it don't make no difference. This is just human nature. What they born with these things in them. Understanding they have not cast them out yet. They're still holding on to these different things. So naturally, they are seeking to be known, to be famous, to, have known as have plenty. You know how people recognize the big-time mega church pastors. Now, they recognize them, don't they? And people always speaking well of them, but they don't know how these people live behind closed doors.
Come on now.
Do you get it? They don't really know what kind of spirit they got, but they only know the things that they have. You see, are you judging people by the stuff that they have? Or are you judging people by who they are spiritually? Are they walking with God? Do they keep all the sayings of God? Do they acknowledge God? You know, you don't think about these things. You only think about those that got airplanes. You think about, they this and they that. You think they going to be in heaven because they got all this stuff. Not so. If they don't live right, them and their planes and their big houses ain't going. You see. This is not self-seeking. You don't self-seek this. Do you see what I'm saying? Your spirit, he's not looking for you with a callous spirit, a hard heart. He's not looking for that kind. Listen what he say here. I'm going to the 46th 7th verse now. And Jesus, perceiving the thoughts of their heart, took a child and set him by him, and said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. So see, you measuring God by things. So no wonder the church world for a time, in some years past, they were judging people's church by how many people they had in there. If you had a storefront church, you didn't have a big cathedral, they low rate you and they put you down. Do you see? So you would be not judged by the Spirit of God that was in your dead anointing. They were judging you by the building you had. Well, now tell me something. In the Bible, mostly in the book of Acts especially, you find these people was having church in their house. Now how would you judge them? Now these people was filled. These people was full of Jesus, huh? They were serving God with all their heart. They had given up everything for the walk with the Master. So how would you judge them? Would you say they are not of God because they had church in the house? In the lands, the different countries where people cannot serve God openly, how would you judge them? Or either, why would you judge them? Come on, let's talk about it now. Let's talk about it. You see how we jump off the track? We judge people by where they serving him at, how they're serving him. If they love God with all their mind, heart, soul, and body, it ain't about the things that they have. It's about the Christ that's on the inside. It's about that Spirit of the living God that dwells inside. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is where it is. See, we are looking for a kingdom to be built in the world, and this is what we're doing today, even with the kingdom message. We're looking for God to set up a kingdom right here, and the kingdom already set within you.
Come on.
Do you get the picture? Now, he told you that that's where you would find the kingdom at, did he not? Everything is there within you. And he said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear. See? So you're not walking around fearing anything or anybody. You're not fearing any of these things, but he gives you love and a sound mind. Your mind should be sound enough to know that you don't have to seek anything for yourself. You only seek God and his righteousness, and he said all these other things will be added unto you as he sees fit. If he wants you to have a jet plane, he don't want you to have it to go play and go on an island all the time, Hawaii and everywhere, talking about vacationing all the time. He wants you to do what? Do his work and his will with it. Do you get the picture? Serve people. See, that's when you sacrifice leaving home, leaving the church home or wherever you are, what are you doing? Going to serve. See, and what did he say here? The same shall be great. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. This is what he said. So that's where you come. That's where you are. That's where you should be at this time, to be great. See, and when people say, well, you ain't so great, I ain't so great. Yes, you are. What did he say you to do? Who shall receive the child in my name shall receive me, and whosoever shall receive me receive him that sent me. You come as a child. What does a child do? He have faith in his parents or whoever is the guardian over him. He don't think about you ain't going to do him right or her right. He doesn't think like that. He think about everything he needs, everything she needs is going to be supplied by you, the parent. Isn't that what children do? And they don't sit up and try to complain and take it into effect. Well, should I, if I don't do this, they won't do that. You know, get up and start debating and just going through all that rigmarole. You, with God, you don't have to. Have faith in him. Do you see? As a child will have faith. When you tell a child you're going to do something, what do? They expect you to do it. Don't they? They expect you to do it. So what you doing? They not fearing that you ain't going to do it. Now, if you give them a great big no and one of them mean kind of no's, they get scared. Now, let's look at that now. We can look at it in that direction. But God is trying to bring us into a perfect relationship with him. And he's doing what? If he put his spirit within us, now you say, well, I don't know the spirit of God in me. Well, think about in Genesis when he breathed his breath into your nostrils and you became a living soul. What do you think came inside? Huh? Now, he had done made you already, made man, rather, out of the dust of the earth, right? He had already made you. Now, you're nothing but a mount of clay, mount of dirt that God made. But when he breathed into your nostril, you became something. You became a living soul. And when you became a living soul, he made man in his image and his likeness. We think it's the outer man, but it's the inner man. Okay? When he told you in the New Testament, he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. When he breathed into your nostrils and you became that man, you became the next man to come, the second man, Adam. He made you the first man, Adam, but once that breath began to get in and circulate to its time span, you became the second man, Adam, because now you put on Jesus Christ. Hello, anybody there? See? You took it on, okay? Whether you wanted to or not, you can say you didn't have no will to refuse. You ain't no to refuse. See, you didn't understand anything, did you? Not a thing. Now, listen, let me tell you what the 45th verse of that same Luke 9 said. But they understood not that saying. See, Jesus had said some gave them a word. He said, let these sayings sink down into your ears. When he began to talk to you and tell you different things, and we go up into this scripture a little bit further, see, he started talking to them and telling them they don't understand what he's talking about. And it said, let's say the 43rd verse. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God, but while they wondered every one of all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, let these sayings sink down into your ears. Now, this is what you got to do today. For the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hand of men. Now, he's telling you what's going to happen to him. Now, he ain't telling you what's going to happen to you, but he's giving you a way to do what? Overcome what's happening to him, because what he's doing is for a reason for you and a purpose for you to live as the second man Adam does. But they understood not this saying. See, they couldn't understand because they didn't have ears to hear. See, it's all only a person that God has opened their ears to hear that can hear. If your ears are not open to understand what is being said, the word, even you couldn't understand the preacher, and he's rightly dividing the word of truth. The fact is that your ears are not ready to hear what thus saith the Lord. Do you get the picture? It's hid from you. And this is what he said. And it was hid from them, and they perceived not. And they feared to ask him of that saying. Listen here. You cannot always understand what the preacher is saying because your ears are shut. Now, the thing is, when your ears are shut, you can't go out there talking about, well, I ain't going there no more because that preacher don't know what they're talking about. No, it ain't. Your ears shut. You couldn't even hear. You have ears to hear, but you hear not. This is what the scripture says concerning us today. Stop trying to complain and try to tear up a preacher's scripture. And sometimes a preacher go along with that, too. When the people get out and say, well, that preacher don't know what they're talking about. Well, have you ever thought about your ears were closed? You couldn't hear what he was saying or she was saying? You heard, but you didn't heard. You could not understand their words because they were not for you at this time. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, we walk around with callous spirits, and some have fearful spirits. See? And some want to be like this one and that one. I want a well-known preacher. Why do you want to be like that well-known preacher? Why don't you just be like whatever God wants you to be? Stop trying to be a copycat. Huh? God don't need no copycats. God looking for the original. You be an original. See? You know how the copycats of the Louis Vuitton and the Coach and the Fendi's and all them other designers, they have lots of copies and they look good. You want to look good without the anointing? The original is the anointing. Do you hear me? That's what the anointing is. You know, you didn't want to be like Peter was. Hear what I say. Like Peter was. He was very impulsive. He had an impulsive spirit. See? He's always jumping the gun, so to speak. Are you one of those then? He's always, he was always fighting. He's always saying something without talking, without speaking, rather, without thinking, excuse me. He was always saying something without thinking. Are you one of those? Do you have that kind of spirit? Think about it and be real for yourself. Think about your own self now. Stop looking at other people. See? Think about you. Am I always jumping the gun? Am I impulsive? Do I not know who I am to, I'm always trying to be somebody else. I'm trying to wear somebody else's shoes and I can't walk in the ones I got. So therefore, you're putting on other spirits. Have you ever thought of sometime you go and it looks so good, this person look like they are operating to the hope in God. You know, they on top of the world, operating in God. But they are not operating in God. They are the devil. And you go start wishing to be and coveting their spirit, and you get their spirit. Now you're operating in a false spirit too.
Come on now.
You ever thought about that? Watch what spirit you are coveting. See, the ones that you think not, more than likely are the ones you should be trying to connect with. But you always, why is it people want to connect with the wrong spirit? That is a very attractive spirit, isn't it? lot of people like to connect with the Jezebel spirit. And we ain't talking about earrings and makeup. See, we got that all upside down and backward.
Come on
now. That is the makeup and all of that.
Come on now.
Ain't got nothing to do with that. Huh? All it is you got a controlling, mean, nasty spirit.
Come on now.
Complain about everything. See, you got to be replaced. Everything you complain about. Now, everybody ain't bad. Everybody ain't doing wrong. Before you start throwing them rocks and them bricks, investigate, ask some questions. I'm telling you, but I like to do, go ask the horse.
Come on now.
See, I want to get it out the horse's mouth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Other people got their own imagination of what a person is. And half of the time, it ain't even right.
Yes, Lord.
If the right part, they ain't going to tell you about it. You see? Because of what? They got a spirit of complaint. They complain about this. They complain about that. They complain about the other. When you find them kind of people, you need to get away from them. Because after a while, you're going to be criticizing everything and everybody, and you're going to criticize the wrong person who's trying to help you get you out of the dark into the light, and you study around to stay in the dark.
Jesus, Jesus.
So that look better to you.
Mercy, Lord.
Huh? Come on now. All these different spirits. You got to know who you are. Know what Christ has said. See? Because, you know, when Peter, he was looking, when you look at the 33rd verse, and listen to what it's saying, he said, it came to pass as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias, and not knowing what he said. He didn't know what he said. He just saying something. Are you around there doing that too? You don't know what's going on and you just saying something? What did I tell you about hearing and not hearing right? Huh? You cannot judge everything rightly. Think about an accident. We were talking about that one day. I said, think about accident. You got a whole lot of people around there seeing that accident. But everybody seen it through their eyes. And no two is alike. They almost, because they all saw the same accident, but they reported what they seen their mind absorbed. You see what I'm saying? Huh? So you got to even mind what you see, angel. Huh? You can't even be sure what you see half of the time. Everything adds what you see. Huh? Because every mind perceives differently. What Peter saw, he perceived differently from what it is, what it was. And the Bible says, while he thus spake, there came a cloud overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. Hear him. Now, he want to go build himself. And it wasn't time to build nothing. This is your learning time. This is the time that Jesus is teaching you everything, that when he send you out into all the world, you'll have something to say. And it will be for real. It wouldn't be impulsive. It won't be out of your own heart. Huh? And the Bible say, and when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close, told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. Well, at least somebody had sense enough to keep the mouth shut. Huh? times. You got to keep your mouth shut until it's time to open it.
Come on.
They say, there is a time and space for everything under the sun. Time and place, time and place. Hmm? May not be time to open your mouth now. Might be time to shut it. What you heard, keep it to yourself, maybe. Hmm? But don't just go blurt it out. Okay? Because it wasn't time. See? Wasn't time. But Peter, well, he wanna build a tabernacle. He was so industrious. Are you one of those that, oh, you just want to do everything, and you know, you're Jack and Jill of all trades and master of none? This is where people are today. They're in a hurry to do nothing. They haven't finished the first project, and then going on to another one. What spirit? That's an impulsive spirit. They ain't finish it. That's what I say. They don't finish it. Huh? That's in, what shall we say, undiscerning spirit. You don't discern what's going on right there where you are. And he told you in the first place, in all your getting, get an understanding. Understand in the first place where you are, what you are, and who the people are around you. You are to get to know those who labor among you. Because he invited you to do what? Know them that labor among you. Huh? Know the spirits that are around you. This is what you need to know. And so when you know the spirits that are around you, you better understand what's going on, when to speak, when not to speak, do you not? You know who you can trust, who got a spirit that you can trust. If they say something, you can believe it, right? But if you got a person that constantly lying, you cannot believe a thing they say. You know they got a spirit of a liar. Now, I tell you this. Did Jezebel lie to Elijah? To the people when he sent that message to Elijah? Did he lie? She lied? She didn't lie. Because if she'd have called him, he was dead. The fact is, she just couldn't catch him. See? But she didn't lie. Even though she was trying to control that entire kingdom, which wasn't hers to take. See? She just bossed her husband and took it. See? And he ain't had no better sense than let her. You see what I'm saying? That's just these different spirits that people have today. Controlling spirit. Want to control people. Want to rule, run people. Let's put it in its fair condition is they just want to be God. Huh? When you come down to it, they just want to be God, right? Think about it. That's all. You want to be that? I don't want to be God. I'm God-like because he made me in his image and his likeness. He didn't say I was to take his place. I can't take his place. I ain't going to be that dumb. Are you? Fearful people. Y'all scared of what's going on. All right. To all the people of faith, remember this. If he promised to never leave you nor forsake you, why you have a spirit of fear? Why you talk fear? And every word that come out your mouth is fear, isn't it? Come on, think about it. Then you've been having faith all this time, then all of a sudden you fearing. What is it? That spirit left that other person that you used to talking to all the time, and now it's over there on you.
Come on now, don't even know it.
And you didn't even know it. Do you get the picture here? Huh? See, it's transferred from them to you, because you need to stop hanging out with them people that all they do is criticize and fear. Criticize and fear. and then you're going to bring it into the church, and then you're going to put the blame on the church then because you brought it in. Huh? You refuse to hear your leader. Oh, they don't know what they're talking about, and I got more than the pastor got. You ain't got nothing. Stop telling that lie. I know you don't want me to say lie, right? Well, what else you want me to say? Untruth? Still the same. You're getting all crazy over a word. You want to kill people, cuss people out. I'm not politically correct now. I'm going to just tell you. I like everyday language where I can understand and you. Now, you can talk about me all you want to. Don't bother me, but the fact is still this.
Come on
see?
Come on.
You haven't discerned who I am. I know who I am already. I've been introduced to me. You need to get introduced to you with those type of spirits. See? I'm not trying to have a self-seeking spirit. I grew out of that. When I used to admire all these people long years ago, and when they started falling down and you know, the bigger the ministry, the bigger your sin when you fall. And the more people see. See? So when I see that they just like anybody else, they can fall, you stop worshiping those people. Because that's all you're doing is worshiping the people because of the stuff that they have. You see? You're not worshiping God. You're worshiping the people. And God don't like that. I shall have no other gods before me. So you making them gods. You get the picture. I'm just talking about these different spirits that we gather. We end up allowing to take us over, and we work in these here different spirits. We begin to operate in them, and some of them we say is Jesus, and some of them we soul. I wish there's a word I could find that word. What I want to use here. Some people are so uptight, and some of them are, they so high spirited. They are way up there above us little people. I'm not a little people. I'm a great people. Because he said that he that is least among you all the same shall be great. So I'm great. Do you see? And I'm going to keep saying that because I'm going to stay as a little child. I am teachable. I am reachable. Okay? Do you get the picture? Now, I know this is not a message that you like, but it's okay. Tight, but it's right. But let me tell you, it'll get to you after a while. And when it get to you, you'll see the truth of it. Is I need to examine myself and see what spirit I am. Do I have the Holy Ghost? Am I anointed here? Or am I just marking the people that I call great? Am I copycatting this person ministry, that person ministry, because they got plenty of money? I was looking at the thing today about how many millionaire preachers they got. So they were naming about 50. You know it's more than that. But they was talking about the top ones. You got people up into the $250 million bracket of preacher. I ain't got there yet. Yeah. It's just a few that's reached the $1 billion mark, and they are preachers of the gospel. I ain't never heard them. I never heard their name either, but some of them name. But the fact is, you see, you done copycatted that. You want to be that because of the what? That little number there, the $1 billion mark of money. That's what you look at. The prestige of the money. It's not your character or your intellect or anything, but it's the money. How did you make all that money? You want to know. And then you start trying to copy. It don't even work for you. You ain't reached the $1 million mark yet. Because you're trying to copy somebody else. Maybe God want to give you more. Have you ever thought of that? Think about it. Now, he might want to give you more, but you're trying to copy somebody else, so you're breaking yours already. You're not getting nowhere. Huh? Because of the spirit that you have. You don't have a spirit as a little child. You don't have that spirit today. So find out what spirit you have. Are you impulsive? You talk yourself out, you talk yourself in, then you talk yourself out. You know, think and be real about who you are. Say, Lord, I got to do something with myself. Hello, with yourself now. I can't do it. I can only tell you what God had tell me. Talk about the spirit, what kind of spirit. Let's he say, we started off with the 55th verse saying, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. So get to know yourself. Get acquainted today. Okay? Peek in my.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for Apostle and that word just now. And let me tell you, I was thinking about that when she first said, is that when you complain, you be replaced, your squeaky wheel, and you be replaced. And that's so true, because a lot of people go out like that. There's a lot of things that happen with that. And, you know, when she got to the point about them copycats, people want to emulate others. They want to be just like them. But, you know, some people take it to the extreme. Some people want to take it to where they even want to look like them. Now, that's where you're going a bit too far. You know, I mean, it's all right to want to strive to be a better person or better at it or to get where they're at. But when you start trying to look like them, you want to dress like them, you want to do everything they do, now you're getting to the, how you say it, you get into the obsessed role. As people say, you're starting to copy them to the max there. You're starting to be where you want to be just like them. And, you know, people, you can't do that when it comes to church, when it comes to religion. You have to be you. And I was thinking about that commercial with Russell Westbrook, that Mountain Dew commercial, when he say, don't do what they say, do you. And I was thinking about that, and it hit me when she was saying that, and I thought about that commercial, and it kept coming back to me when he said, don't do what they say, do you. When you got to do you, and you be in the church, and you be in your sanctuary, be yourself. Don't be no one else. Be yourself. And I didn't say be yourself and being selfish. Be yourself as when you projecting Jesus. Jesus was Jesus. Peter was Peter. John was John. They were themselves. Although they had flaws, but they were still themselves. You know, everybody got a little hitch in their giddy up. So therefore, you still being yourself. You know, this is what we have to be. We have to be ourselves. And, you know, we can't be out there call ourselves correcting the pastor and we got more broken glass in our house than anything else. How you going to correct the leader and you living raggedy? You want to be so much more than that person till you don't know anything. It's a lot of people that's in that position. It's a lot of people that we wish they were, but they ain't. So we got to learn not to be in that category as a complainer. Or put it this way, we don't want to be in that category as a squeaky wheel. Because that squeaky wheel can be replaced. Don't think God can't have nobody replace you.
All right.
Because everybody is expendable.
Okay.
Now, we got to look at it this way. When you think you're more than somebody else will come along and make you look bad and shame. So we got to think about these things. Before we look down on people, we got others looking down on you. So don't try to put your nose up on somebody, because somebody can put their nose up on you, make you look smaller than an ant. So we got to look at what we're doing and what's going on. Because there's always somebody who's going to be right there on you. There's always going to be somebody looking at you. There's always, you can't keep nothing secret no more. Let's just face that. Too many cameras running around. Everybody want to be a reporter. So, therefore, don't be trying to hide your sins and trying to project yourself as being something that you're not, because God will pull the cover.
Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will.
So, be yourself. Be honest. Find the spirit that's within you, not nobody else. Because the spirit that's within you will bring out the best in you. And this is what we got to look forward to, is the best that's within each and every one of us. Let's try to be a good wheel, not a squeaky wheel. Okay? And here's Sister Diane.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Micah. Oh, and that topic was, what kind of spirit are you? And as you know, that squeaky wheel. But you know what? If you have a squeaky wheel, you know how you go to the store and you get that WD-40 and kind of like put it on there so that, you know, it don't make all that noise no more. And, you know, she talk about that callous spirit. And when you look it up in the dictionary, you know, it say, now, when I'm talking about that callous skin, it say being hardened or thickened. Mm-hmm. Now, you can even transfer that over to your heart, you know. And then it say feeling no emotion, feeling or showing no sympathy for others. Are you that person today? See, all this teaching that we've been getting, it's all about self-examination today, not others, self-examination. Because if you clean yourself up, and stop seeing the wrong thing and stop hearing the wrong thing, we all will be better people. So you know what? Today, again, self-examine ourselves. It is too short now for us not to. So you know what? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. If you need prayer or you have a praise report, you have a question that you would like to ask Apostle Porter, please call us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. And that calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925 every Wednesday and Thursday. I tell you, it's some awesome word to be coming forth. Share it with a friend. You know, let them know, hey, you know, this message here was so good, it helped me, it can help you too. You know what? We serve an awesome God if we can only trust and believe that he is our creator. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. Till then, be blessed and remember, self-examine yourself. Help me believe. Then he said, you
stop to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
when I let go
and I let God have it.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
Let God.
He can handle it all.